This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, March 25th, 2018, Palm Sunday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
I hid not my face from shame and spitting. The words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The rubrics for today's Mass, Church Law, speaks for a brief homily. Actually, shouldn't even be a brief homily. It should be a meditation, as should all words of men throughout this Holy Week, because we should be attentive to the words of the liturgy. We should be attentive to the words of our Lord's Passion. We should try our best in our human abilities to get our minds around what our Lord endured for our salvation. That silent fortitude, that docility that our Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated for us. It's interesting that we have this tendency to think that, when we look at the cross, that's our Lord's humility. Our Lord's humility started at the incarnation. Our Lord's humility, his docility, actually made him a tremendous witness for his Father. Saint Jerome says, Jesus Christ's self-discipline enabled him to communicate to us the knowledge of the Father. We have this tendency to think of Jesus Christ's holy works as raising the dead, walking on water, curing lepers. Those were extraordinary acts that our Lord Jesus Christ, when he performed them, really tried to limit the exposure to these acts. Even among his apostles, he called generally Peter, James, and John to see when he was going to do things that were extraordinary. When he raised a young girl, send everyone out except her parents. Our Lord Jesus Christ's extraordinary works speak to his divinity, but in thinking about the words that the Pharisee who came to our Lord Jesus Christ at night said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. That is early in Jesus' ministry. He hadn't done a lot of these magnificent and extraordinary works. Jesus Christ had just always exhibited a humility before everyone else. This isn't just about looking at crosses. This isn't just about thinking of this subjective sort of idea of docility or humility that we should have. Folks, you cannot leave this place without understanding today that humility is the preeminent necessity for your approaching God. It is a preeminent necessity. You must humble yourself. And we have a tremendous problem doing it. It is absolutely antithetical to our human nature. We do not understand how to be humble. We have an example in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ taught humility before he was ever able to utter a word. He was the eternal Son of God. The eternal Son of God, living for all eternity in the timeless place of heaven, in perfect communion with the Father and the Holy Ghost. And at the incarnation, he leaves that perfection and comes here. He comes here and then, which was a lot worse as far as creature comforts than it is now. Jesus taught humility by the incarnation. Jesus Christ taught humility. We have this picture in our mind of our Blessed Mother holding the infant Jesus Christ wrapped in the swaddling clothes. We think that's Hallmark, very Christmas carol. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and lined him in a manger. I just said, Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, is the eternal Son of God. He is the one that Scripture says that the pillars of heaven shake in his presence. He is the one who is worshipped by every angel in heaven 24/7. And a poor human woman bound him in a cloth to where he could not move his arms and legs. She bound God Almighty. That's humility. And then, of course, the cross. It doesn't even stop there. His humility continues. He, in his exalted place in heaven, where he is there now, ascended, making intercession for us, he condescends to place himself in bread and wine and to stay in dark little cabinets in churches that we may have his presence. That's humility. That's what we should learn. The Holy Spirit tells us in Scripture that God hath regard to the prayer of the humble. It says that the sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a contrite heart. He will not despise. Humility. For us to even come into God's presence, the Roman Catechism tells us that the first preparation for prayer, the first preparation, is unfeigned humility of soul. You can talk about how humble you are. You can speak of it all you want. It's got to be manifest. Unfeigned humility of soul. When you approach God and you understand that you do not deserve his hearing, actually you should understand that you don't deserve to even do what you're doing. You don't deserve to be in his presence. That is where we can start. Our Lord Jesus Christ was the prime example of humility. We are called to exemplify him. He is our example. We are called to emulate him in this world. We are called, and this is not the homily, this is the way we're not humble. Fill in the blank. We defend ourselves. Oh, if I think I'm right, I'm going to stand up. Who are you? Who are you to stand up for what is right? There has never been one more righteous that's walked the face of this planet than our Lord Jesus Christ. Never. No one ever took an heir that was more docile to the will of his Father. He was, as I described, the Lord of glory. And he let people spit on him. He let people slap him in the face. He let people smack him across the head with reeds to mock him while he was within an inch of death. And he set his face like flint. He didn't say a word about it. And we are so quick to defend her. I know I'm right. So what? So what? We are called to resemble him. We never will. He is the Lord of glory. He humbled himself. And when he died, because of his obedience and his humility, he inherited a glorious body, a glorified body that is now in heaven. Who are we? Who are we to think that we should stand up for ourselves? I just described him. Put this in perspective. You are mud. You are a creature of dirt. He made you. You are a creature of dirt, and when you die, as opposed to him who received a glorified body, who ascended into heaven, when you die, when I die, St. Jose Maria Escriva says this very pointedly. Who are you to be proud, you who, when you die, within several hours become nothing but a puddle of putrid fluid and insects? And we are all that bold to stand up when we think something's right. We can't. We ought not. We are called to resemble our Lord Jesus Christ in his humility, but we can't. But that does not negate the fact that we must try. And Father and Son, and Holy Ghost.